There are growing calls for the government to waive NCEA exams for students in Auckland. Principals are floating options, including cancelling Level 1 exams or allowing teens in the region to choose if they sit their exams. They say students have lost so much classroom time they will be underprepared, and they're especially worried about those who are trying to complete portfolio subjects such as art. Our education correspondent John Gerritsen reports.
Up until now, Auckland principals have put talk of cancelling NCEA exams on the back burner. But Steve Hargraves from the Auckland Secondary Principals Association says that's changed with this week's announcement the region will stay in lockdown for another fortnight.
The momentum's growing around cancelling exams because the longer we stay off-site, the more poorly prepared students are going to be for sitting high-stakes external exams all in a big block. Yeah, so there is a growing number of principals who are saying, you know, let us cancel exams. At least it gives us certainty.
Exams can go ahead at Alert Level 3 if students are in bubbles of 10. He says there are a lot of reasons not to do that.
Students may not be prepared, families might not allow their students to come, and if the big schools are trying to hold Level 1, 2 and 3 exams simultaneously, then you're actually in a position where you're trying to maybe accommodate 12, 13, 1400 students on site. And if we're under the current alert level conditions, that's totally impractical because it's got to be in bubbles of 10.
Steve Hargraves says a lot of ideas are being raised, including cancelling all NCEA and scholarship exams in Auckland, cancelling only Level 1 exams, or keeping all options open as long as possible. He says more than anything, schools need certainty about what's going to happen for the final months of the school year. Year 13 student Mercy Timu Moy says students should have a choice, though in her case she would opt to sit her exams.
At the end of the day, I can just look back and say, hey, we had lockdown and we still went on with exams. We didn't give up no matter the circumstances we were faced with. We didn't work hard for 13 years for our exams to be taken off. Might as well just give it a shot.
Josiah Ali'i Malemanu says the uncertainty over exams has been a hot topic among his friends in Year 13.
Knowing my friends, I knew they were going to say no. I think I was the only one that said that I wanted to do exams. They just started laughing and said that just the evidence was enough for them.
Principals I spoke to have differing views.
Giving the students the option, I think that would be a fair way to go, because technically in Auckland, we've lost an entire term of teaching.
For the integrity of NZQA's qualifications and awards, particularly at Level 3 and scholarship level, it is important that we offer exams where alert level conditions allow.
These unprecedented times need creative and positive solutions to give our rangatahi a positive lift instead of adding extra stress.
The Qualifications Authority refused to confirm if cancelling exams is being considered.